host back here on the JR the Boss Man Show with Coach Dave Doran, North Carolina State Wolfpack out of the ACC. Coach, how things over there in Raleigh today, man? Is it warm over there today, man?
Everything's good here, man. It's a little overcast, but nice fall weather.
I hear that, Coach. You're 4-1 heading to that bye, man. Tell us how important it was for you guys to, you know, beat the losing out there, get out of there pretty healthy and get into this bye. We can kind of do some self-scouting and get some guys healthy this week.
Well, yeah, it's good to go into a bye. We've, you know, got a three-game winning streak going. And other than, you know, we've had three starters injured for the season on defense. Other than that, we're in a good spot health-wise. The guys are in a good spot. You know, it's a good time for them to hit reset here and get a little needed time off and get a little bit of a head start on Boston College.
I hear that, Coach. Tell me about this, Coach. The fact that your guys responded against after beating Clemson and not having that letdown, that trap game where they don't play as well as they could have played and lose that game. How important was your guys to play that game out, going to this bye 4-1, and I guess they hit the reset button, get ready for this 7-game stretch coming up here from here in November here?
Well, I think it says a lot about them mentally. When you win a double overtime game like that with Clemson, we had the game won and, you know, missed a field goal that was a chip shot and basically had to relive a nightmare that we had 3 years ago at that stadium down there. That was a big emotional hit. And to have the ability not to flinch as a team and come back and win that game and then have to bounce up and play the best offense we've played this year was Louisiana Tech. They were really good. That was not a trap game. That was a really talented offense we had to play against. Says a lot about our kids, you know, and the staff able to get them, you know, locked in again. And now it's time to just let them really kind of enjoy what they've done and also reset their goals. You know, we've got some things we want to make sure we can achieve down these next 7 weeks, and for the next 5 games are on the road. So we've got a tough task in front of us.
I think, Coach, this having your guys be one together, that camaraderie being in the weight room again. I know with COVID, you had all those restrictions. You couldn't be together where you wanted to be over Zooms. And so I feel like you guys getting to have a real spring, a real summer again together and build that callus. We're together this. Fought that Clemson game together. La Tech game, fought that game as well. And now look at you guys, now 4-1, Boston College coming out here next. You're in a good spot for the, and in your conference right now.
Yeah, we're definitely in a good spot. You know, it's just there's so much football still to play, man. And, you know, you want to be excited. You want to be happy and all that. But, you know, at the same time, we can't be complacent. We got a lot of things we got to do better. We did beat, you know, Clemson. We did put ourselves in the driver's seat. But our goal wasn't just to win one conference game this year. It was to win them all. And we've got 7 left. So we got a lot of work to do here. Do appreciate, you know, people saying good things about our program and things like that. But we got a lot more that we want to do.
Most definitely. Coach, tell us about that piece in your program. The mental health piece has been something that's been very paramount in sports the last few weeks and months here. So how do you guys go about helping your guys mentally be prepared for anything off the field, on the field? Because I know having that support system like a coach like yourself, having guys, assistant coaches talk to the young men, counsel on campus, how do you guys approach that for your young men who may have issues beyond football?
Yeah, obviously it's a topic we've learned a lot about in the last 18 months. Mental health has been something I think that when I was a player, you never talked about stuff like that. You know, probably felt weak for doing it. Now it's, hey, it's no different. You got a sore muscle, you go see the trainer. You got something bothering you mentally, you go to the sports psych department. It's what you do. And these counselors are there to help. They're helped to give you exercises and tools to allow you to handle the stress or the anxiety or the trauma or whatever it may be in your life so that you can become the best you. And, you know, as far as my part in it, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a counselor. I'm a coach and I'm a mentor and I'm someone that cares a lot about my players. So I just realized that, you know, we've got to have good people in place. You know, here we've got some excellent people that are full-time that our students have got to know and feel comfortable in. And then our trainers do a really good job directing that traffic, you know, as need be when kids come in and they can tell that they need more than we can give them.
And Coach, you know, for me, I'm in my mid-30s, Coach, and I'm a little older than your guys are, but last year for me was tough. As a 30-something-year-old man, I can only imagine 18, 24-year-old young men having restrictions from being in college, can't go out and have a good time, have to be on these strict protocols. Can only imagine how mentally draining it was for those young men. I'm in my 30s, and it bothered me a little bit. So I commend you. I feel like your guys have got a life lesson early in life that, hey, I got through 2020, in 2021. I stood up for the rest of my life for adversity right here.
Well, we've seen a lot, you know, as a country, as a society in the last 2 years, a lot. And so, you know, between the being quarantined, the isolation things that people had to deal with, should I or shouldn't I get vaccinated, all the social injustice that took place, there's been a lot in our country. And so these guys have had to deal with way more than I did growing up. And so, you know, we just have to be cognizant of that as coaches and make sure they have the resources they need.
I think, Coach, for me, sports is our biggest thing that brings us together, Coach, is sports. Because I feel like, for me, I was exposed to different backgrounds and cultures from playing travel baseball and basketball and football. Sports taught me about other people's cultures and backgrounds. So I think last year, having a sports arena, a sports field, helped your guys kind of understand each other better. Because, yes, we're playing for each other, the Wolfpack, but also play for my brother as a human as well, beyond just wearing these jerseys we wear once a week on Saturdays.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a coach that wants to have a family in his locker room, because that's what we look at this as, you've got to go through adversity together. You've got to learn through all these challenging moments. And I think there are opportunities to grow together is what they are. I think they probably break some teams up to ours that it brought us closer. And so, you know, that shared adversity, those calluses you're talking about, that makes you who you are. And so that's one of the things that I enjoy about this team. We've come through a lot together and we're very motivated by it all.
Most definitely, Coach. Tell me about this, man. Recruiting-wise, you're in a great area to recruit talent. In North Carolina is a great area. Virginia as well. Come out of Georgia. Tennessee as well, if you want to, down to Florida. So talk about the NC State being a national brand, how you're able to branch out from Raleigh on throughout the Southeast and find great talent coming down here in Georgia as well and get talent as well.
Well, it starts here. You know, we're going to take care of our backyard first. And we've got about 60 to 70% of our team from North Carolina. After that, the footprint is Georgia, Florida. We'll hit South Carolina some, Virginia some. But if you looked at our roster, it's North Carolina 1, Georgia 2, Florida 3, as far as the number of players on the team. And those areas have been really good to us. You know, we have great respect for the high school football in them. The kids have had success here. It's not hard for their families to get here and see them play, you know, and it's easy for us, like giving the guys the weekend off. These guys can drive to Atlanta if that's where they want to go, you know, to go back and see their families and friends.
And Coach, let me ask you this. My dad was a football coach in high school, man. So that's his question. When did you decide you want to become a head coach and become a coach? Because I told my dad early, I want to be in radio. I don't want to be a coach like you pulling your hair out all the time. I want to just talk about the game, not coaches. So when did you decide you want to get into coaching, man?
You know, I grew up watching my dad hate his job and worked really, really hard, made a good living, but he was not happy with what he did. And so it took me a while. You know, I thought I was going to get into medicine, actually, sports medicine, because I love sports and I love science. I love people. But my high school coach, my junior year of college, offered me a chance to coach the 7-on-7 team where I'm from in Kansas City as high school, and really enjoyed it and decided I was going to do that for a year or two and make sure before I did anything else that wasn't it. And when I started my first year as a high school coach, I was hooked, you know. And so that was a very important year in my development. Just first time I can say I know what I want to do for a living. Because for me, it didn't matter. I was going to work hard in whatever field I ended up in. I wanted to make sure I was excited about what I was doing and that it wasn't a job. It was a calling. And I was able to find that, you know, so I feel very blessed that God led me down that path because, you know, like I said, I grew up seeing my dad come home not happy and not enthusiastic. And that was hard, you know, as a young man to watch. So I wanted to make sure I didn't have that in my life.
And Coach, like you said, like it's a calling. Like my father, God still called my father to this day, you know, who he coached. And I know how it feels for you. This relationship is about 40 years from now. When you're becoming a husband, a father, opening up your own business, accomplishing things, this relationship does not end once you take off that uniform. It's a lifetime relationship when you recruit a guy. So talk about that, more about the calling, how this is when you get a guy, that's a guy for life. When you bring him into your program, as one of your sons, as I would call it, when you coach a young man.
Well, that's what you hope for. You know, I've been really fortunate to have those kind of relationships. You know, it was 20-year reunion for me with kids at Montana that I coached that won the national championship. And so we had a get together with those guys this summer. It was awesome. Last week, I had two of my linebackers here from Wisconsin, came out and stayed and visited, and, you know, stayed in touch with a lot of the kids from Kansas that I've coached. And, you know, now this place I'm at now, I've been here 9 years, so it's kind of fun. Like this weekend, BJ Hill and Jermaine Pratt, who played for the Bengals, had a bye week. They came back to see us play and came to the hotel and ate with us. And they're like your second sons. You know, they're incredible young men. It's so gives you so much pleasure as a coach just to see them kind of continue in their lives and what they decide to do. And hopefully you made an impact on them where they feel like they can come back and ask you for help when they need it.
That's something for you, Coach. It's fun when you get out here, Coach. When you come to Atlanta to recruit a player, Georgia Tech, what do you love to eat here when you come to town, Coach?
You know, unfortunately, I don't really get to the restaurants, man. When I'm there, I'm doing home visits, you know, so I'm kind of eating in the houses, and I don't really get a choice, you know what I mean? Like whatever mom puts on the table. But I know there's a lot of great places to eat. I just haven't been fortunate enough to be down there and do that kind of stuff.
I hear that, Coach. Well, I'm glad you're getting guys from Georgia. I'm happy to have you down the show anytime you'd like to come talk to the young men here in Georgia as well, because I encourage young men in Georgia to go out and say, hey, I can grow and become men and get coached by great men like yourself to learn about life. Now, being in Georgia is great, but you want to go out and branch out and learn so you can come back a better man. That's what I try to tell young men all the time. So I want to help guys like yourself and we have to know about your programs and come to become a Wolf Pack in Raleigh and enjoy that experience up there, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate the time. Go Pack.
See you, Coach. Be safe, man.
You do the same.
All right, now.